and welcome to the podcast Urban Lives by Urban International School. My name is Mary Marie Carvalho, and today I'm really very honored and privileged to have two of my really wonderful students, Iris and Tyler. I taught Tyler in my last semester, and Iris is my student in one of my current courses. Both are very brilliant, very bright, very interactive, like most of my students who are interactive, and very brilliant in the courses as well. So they just volunteered and wanted to be the part of this podcast, the first podcast episode that we are doing today. So I would ask both of you one by one to introduce yourself with your real names. Of course, I'll address your English names, but you can share your real names, your country of origin. So tell me something about yourself, Iris.
Oh, hi everyone. My name is Iris and I'm studying direct health in Urban Internet School. And my favorite color is green. And about me is that maybe I'm a fearless person.
All right. Okay. That's good. What about you, Tyler?
Hello everyone. My name is Tyler. I'm from Vietnam. And by the way, I'm a boy, not a girl.
I think by your voice we all gather that you are a boy. All right, okay. You told me, Tyler, that you you're almost like 4 months old in Toronto, right, Tyler?
Yes, miss.
All right, and what about you, Iris? How old are you in Toronto?
Well, I have been to Toronto for more than 4 months now.
Oh, okay. So you both are same age as each other. Okay, that's good. So my first question to you guys is that when you were looking for schools, like international schools, back in Vietnam, of course, there must be like lots of school option that popped up in your research, probably hundreds of schools that are operational in Ontario, in British Columbia, and other parts of the Canada. Why did you pick Toronto? That's one part of the question. Two, why Urban International School? So I'll go with Iris, because as Tyler said, he's a boy, so let's give ladies the first chance to talk.
Okay. So the reason why I choose Toronto, because it's a really fascinating city, and it's modern, and it provides me with a lot of interesting things to do.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so why Urban International? Because you found that school different, or you found that school close to the place you were thinking to stay? I mean, why Urban International School?
Yeah, so the first reason why I chose Urban International School is that I'll be being able to finish my high school without studying the whole 11th grade, because I came here as I'm in the middle of the 12th grade. And here, there's a lot of competitive students from all over the world. So it's a really great growing environment for me. It's remind me to push myself to the limit and accepting new challenges. And the third reason is that there's a variety of courses to choose from, so I can find my favorite subject, like the psychology, to study. It's really fun. And what I like most about the Urban International School is that the teachers, they are very passionate and enthusiastic. And you know, online learning is hard, but they always try their best to catch our attention. And they notice every little thing, like when we type in the chat, they will kindly wait. And they are also very supportive. For example, in Miss Malik's class, she always turn on the sound of applause after we have done our presentation and our answer right questions. And she showers it with generous compliments. That means a lot to me.
Oh, that is so sweet of you. Thank you very much, Iris. Yes, that one part, I totally agree what you just mentioned in your statement that the school offers so many courses. I mean, there are a lot more courses which are not even offered in public schools, because my both kids are in public schools, so I have a very first-hand knowledge about what public schools are offering in high school. So yeah, in that way, no matter, Urban International School is way, way ahead. It's a very progressive and forward-thinking school. Thank you very much for your views. What about you, Tyler? Same question. When you were doing your research, why Toronto and why Urban International School?
To be honest, after listening to Iris' answer, I think I don't have anything to say more. But I choose Toronto because it has a lot of university which has a great reputation. And additionally, I choose Urban International because I thought that the environment is really important to study. And as you may know, the Urban International School, a majority of the student is Asian. So I think it's easier to communicate and also study. That's it.
I really, really agree, and you know, you just prompted me for my next question. As everybody who are student at the Urban International School, they know that we have counselors for with the Vietnamese students. We have counselor for Korean student, and we have counselor for Chinese student as well. So it's a very easy way to communicate between the teachers, between the staff, student, parents, management, that everybody can communicate really fast with each another. They can ask questions, they get answers very promptly. So I think the counselors, they play a very important role. So any incident, Iris, would you like to share with us that you are having any kind of trouble, especially because, as we know, most of the classes are conducted online. When the counselor just help you out with your any query, with you any trouble, any troubleshooting, would you like to share some experience, Iris?
Oh, yeah, sure. Actually, before I have any problem, the counselor has guided me how to overcome the problem. It's like going ahead of me before I even have any trouble.
Oh. that's really nice of them. And they're like, already they know that, you know, this could be a problem, so they just come up with a solution. Tyler, did you ever had any kind of incident that where you say, oh my God, if the counselor weren't there, I won't be able to solve this problem? Anything that you want to share with us, please?
Last month, I had a conflict with my home study. So I thought I have to change home study. So I talked to my counselor, and finally we solved it. So oh. I'm really happy.
I know. Like you said, you know, the environment which is easy, the environment where you can actually talk, the environment where you feel that your voice will be heard is the core essence of Urban International School. That your voice is heard. You know, there's lots of people who are there to support you in all the possible way. Even if they don't have answers right away, they will find an answer and get back to you ASAP, kind of a thing. That's good. Iris, so you are like now 4 months old. I would like to know that, you know, what is the one thing, absolute one thing, which you love about Toronto?
Maybe this is kind of poetic, but I really like looking at the blue sky. And you know, in Vietnam, there's a lot of people. So when they build houses, they like house next to each other, and they just like really close to each other. But in here, it's like the houses are like only two story. So the don't block the view of the sky. And every morning I wake up, I feel so grateful to be able to shower by a lot of sunshines, and it's amazing.
It's amazing. Okay, all right. So what is one thing that you absolutely dislike about Toronto?
Oh, I haven't had much experience in here because due to the COVID, so I rarely go out.
Okay.
Let me think about it, maybe.
Okay, while you're thinking, let me ask Tyler. Okay, Tyler, what, in your point of view, is the absolute thing which you love about Toronto? That is, you say that this makes Toronto what Toronto is. What is that one thing?
My answer is the same with Iris. I really love the sky.
Okay, you love that's the sky. Why. Yeah. We all love bright blue skies and all that. And what is the thing that you like dislike the most about Toronto?
I think the loneliness. Like, I don't have any friend or parents by my side, so I have to do everything
by myself. So just by yourself. So if it's like your parents and family around you, so then it would be like a perfect place for you to live, right?
Yes.
Right. Did you come up with anything, Iris, and you have the same answer that, you know, you just miss your family if they were here, that it's a perfect place?
Yeah, I miss my family too, but maybe the thing I don't like is that the church is not open because I'm a Catholic and I really want to attend Mass every Sunday.
Okay, yeah. All right.
Okay. Because, the church near my house is not open.
All right, okay. All right, let's talk about something of making friends. Of course, when you go to a new place and since your family's not there, you don't have any relatives living in there. So the first thing you look forward, or being a student, the first thing you look forward is having friends. So do you think having friends or making friends in Toronto in school was easy? Was it difficult? What is your take, Iris?
Well, I don't have much problem making friends because they are pretty friendly and helpful. And they're also encouraging people and diligence. They like make me really amazed because before I go here, I heard that the student in other countries are lazier than Vietnamese students. But in fact, they're not. They are really serious about what they're doing, what they're learning. And that makes that reminds me to also try harder to compete with them.
Oh, wow. That's good. I mean, type of friends we need in our life, which be a good model in your life, which pushes you to go an extra mile and be competitive in a positive way. Yeah, that's very good. And what about you, Tyler? Did you find making friends easier at school or in Toronto overall? What's your point of view?
Yeah, as I said before, so our school majority students are Asian, so it's quite easier for me to make friends. And also, I am an extrovert person, so it is more easier.
That I can see. You both are very, very friendly. Like my all of students, they're very friendly, very open, very optimistic in doing work, in trying new things. You know, this is when you push yourself. This is where you do discovery about yourself. You know, oh, I have that talent in myself as well. Okay, because we all know, because of this ongoing pandemic, thank God we are just on the brink of ending of this pandemic as everybody is getting vaccinations and all that. Were there a time where you were finding it difficult to balance your schoolwork and your personal life? How is your time management, Iris? Do you manage your time well, or, you know, you're still struggling in finding the right recipe to do your work on time?
Well, to be frank, I'm actually a procrastinator and a perfectionist at the same time. I don't know, but the paradox inside me.
Okay.
So, Yeah, sometimes I struggle with managing my time. However, I always try to get my work done before the due date
Okay.
because I'm a perfectionist.
All right. That's really this, you know, this is really great when you really understand your personality. That is like a first step to success. Like as a school slogan is steps to success. So I think the environment, the way we teach courses in here, the way we interact with students and with other people who are working in the school, you know, they push you to do things to the next level. And also at the same time, it helps you to find inner new self of you, right? That I have this quality too. Let me try this. Finding yourself, like finding your inner self, is one of the goals that all the teachers try to achieve at the school. What about you, Tyler? Were you able to balance your work, your personal life in a good way?
Yeah, because I think the self-discipline is the most important thing. I always try to do the assignment before the due date, like Iris, and I always spend the time to do the exercise to balance my study and my life.
About Iris, your three strengths as a student. What do you think are your three most powerful strengths as a student?
Well, being a student, maybe my most powerful strength is that I'm serious with everything I do. Because although I'm a procrastinator, I always try to make my work the best it could be. And the second is that I really like challenges, and I embrace all the hardship because when I face a challenge, it will push me to my limits and I can achieve my best. And I'm a really open-minded person. Yeah, I mean, that's my strength.
Okay, so anything you in your point of view you need to work on, because I know we every day is a learning day. Every day we unlearn old stuff and we learn new stuff. So there's anything I don't take it as like a weakness per se. I always take it that do you think you need to unlearn some things and learn new ones, something which you think, okay, this is gonna make my work better, this is going to make me as a person better. Do you think there's any areas you need to work on?
Areas that I'm good at. Also, I really like to learn about people, like their souls. So I really like psychology. I like to look deep into the deeper corners of what they think, their minds, because it's so fascinating to me. And I think I'm really into teaching people. Like, for example, my twin sister, I often help her with my homework.
Okay, that's good. That's good. What about you, Tyler? Do you think there's any areas you need to work on as a student because you think that if I work harder or try to overcome my debt weakness? Yeah, we can say in a weakness, you know, sometimes this could be time management, it could be any areas, you know, you couldn't find enough time for study. Anything you think you are going to overcome by the end of your schooling here in Urban International School?
I think it's our ego. We have to give up our ego to develop ourselves.
That's very deep, Tyler.
Yeah.
That's great. So you are just trying to putting like your ego behind and you know to learn new things and
Yes.
understand new people and you know new courses and new chapters in life. You are opening yourself up. All right, that's cool. What are your views, Tyler, on how do you find the course content that is taught in the school, the way they are taught in the school, are you happy with it or do you want to see some changes?
I think it's good. It's easy to follow, and yeah, is it?
It's easy to follow. It's easily understandable, and you get the hang of it quickly.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. What about you, Iris? Do you follow? Yeah. Okay.
No, I think it's fine at the moment. Maybe when the COVID is over, I will have more experience in school, and maybe I will find it then.
Yeah, I'm sure we all miss like the conventional, the schooling, but we are just, as I just mentioned before, keeping our finger crossed by the end of summer, it's going to be all very normalized in Toronto and in all parts of the world. So we are getting there. So just hang in there, guys. We are getting there. What are your extracurricular activities, Iris? What you do in your free time?
In my free time, I often working out to have sick pets. And I like stretching and ukulele.
Okay.
Is my favorite instrument to play because it's easy and the sound is kind of funny. And also, I'm learning a bit Chinese right now because my favorite idol come from Chinese. And so I sometimes play chess with my friends in my homestay.
Oh, wow. That's really good. Learning a new language. Wow. That's I too want to learn a new language. As you all know, whenever we start any new class, I always ask students, you know, teach me words here and there. And I try to, you know, learn them and try to say like hello and bye and how are you doing in either Korean language, in Chinese and in Vietnamese. So it's always good too. And I'm really impressed that, you know, you are learning how to speak Chinese. Really great. What about you, Tyler? What do you do when you have free time?
I usually listen to music and read books.
Okay.
just sounds good.
Oh, okay. That's...
But Miss, I can ask Iris, why you want to have sick bugs? I'm really curious.
Iris, you want to answer Tyler's question?
I think I've really answered mine. I don't know what his hobby is, so.
All right. Okay. All right. Okay, so my next question is that, you know, I know we have we are students in a very thriving, in a happening city of Toronto. Do you think when things will be normalized, will you be doing anything to give back to community? Anything that you want to do to add to a little bit of goodness to this world? Do you have any plans that you want to do being as a student, Iris?
Oh, well, I really like to volunteer. Even in Vietnam, I have always be a companion with my father to go for a charity. And when I come here, I have like prepared myself to do some volunteer thing. Next Tuesday, I'm gonna volunteer to help a place to, you know, do the vaccine thing.
Oh, wow.
I'm like, yeah, a volunteer there.
Oh, now that's really good. That's amazing. That's amazing. What about you, Tyler? Do you have any plans to give back to the community? As a student and as something adding up to this troubled world right now?
To be honest, I don't have any plan, but I hope that after COVID, I can go to school more and maybe do something for our school, like music.
Yeah, and we have lots of clubs in the school where you can do volunteer, and they'll every week something is happening in some of the clubs. So always you can volunteer with the clubs and do something to add up a little bit goodness to this world. Yes, that's a great idea. My next question is, Iris, what is your favorite subject and what is your kind of a subject?
So, like I have said, my favorite subject is psychology.
Okay, all
It's
right,
really
okay.
interesting
And
to learn about.
any subject that you don't like, but you have to take it?
There's only subject I don't like is that math, and fortunately that I don't have to take a math course because it's really hard. It's like I do really well in math.
Like, count me in. I'm not a maths person too. Even if I have to do 2 + 2, I will use my calculator. Like, I'm not a maths person. I'm not good with numbers. I don't know, my that part of the brain where numbers really go and do some magic, I don't know, my that part is not working. I don't know since how long, but it's not working. What
Yeah.
about you, Tyler? What is your favorite subject and what is your kind of subject?
Have to say something that, but I know maybe someone will hate me, but I think the math is quite easy, to be honest.
What?
It's really easy with me, man. Like, I think like I am a genius in my class, but I don't know because I think it's too easy, so I don't find any difficult, like Iris. Sorry.
Are you picking on me, Tyler?
Yeah.
And what is the subject that you don't like taking, Tyler, but you have to take it because that is the requirement of your course for life?
Yeah, it's a class which Miss Maram teach me. Just kidding, just kidding. It's my favorite subject because I like business.
Good one.
You
That's a good one. This is the last thing I really wanted to hear from you, Tyler. That was really good. All right. Anything when the places you want to, because as you both were saying that you are just like 4 months old in Toronto, I'm sure when you guys came in here, lots of places were like in lockdown, they weren't operational at all. So any one place, Iris and Tyler, questions both is for both of you wanna go and see ASAP when this lockdown is at
Yes, ASAP Rocky.
okay, so where do you wanna go?
But by the way, what is ASAP, Miss?
I mean, which place you want to visit as
Oh,
soon as lockdown is over?
I thought you talk about artist ASAP Rocky.
Okay, so you want to meet him?
Absolutely, he is rock
All
star.
right, okay, all right. And what about you, Iris? What you want to do as soon this lockdown is eases?
Oh, I think that I want to travel somewhere, like having a picnic with my friends. Then I are grateful because there's has been a movie scenes that I put on Netflix, and it just take place there. So I'm just curious.
Yeah, right. I know they like having normal picnics in parks or going for a ride somewhere, even having like a normalized like dinner or lunch at a restaurant. And I really miss buffets, by the way. I wasn't like a person who eats a lot, but I somehow miss buffet. So I hope they open up too, so we at least we can go and have lots of food there as well. That's good. That's good. My last question before we wind up is, what you guys think that one thing school should do to improve? Any advice for the school? Any suggestion you want to make? Tyler, you want to go first, please?
Yeah, so I think no, I suggest that school should build like a basketball court or swimming pool to student to do extra class
Oh, so you
to
wanted
keep
some,
it. Yeah.
yeah, kind of a gym and extra curricular activities like swimming, basketball, and
Yeah.
all that. Yeah, that's very important. Like, it's not all the time like learning and being a student. It's being physically fit and active is also a part of curriculum. Yes, that's a very, very good suggestion. What about you, Iris? You want to give any suggestion to the school to do better?
Yeah, since I want more activities to join, maybe I suggest a band. I used to be in a choir when I was in Vietnam. So I hope that I can be a part of the band and I can play the keyboard a little bit.
That's good. I think it's a great idea to have a school band. We were actually working a little bit towards having a school band. I think once things gonna get normalized in September, by the end of August, all these things will be really, really materialized in a very good way, because every suggestion that we are getting from students, from the parents, and overall, we are trying to implement them and making ways, making plans to do it in a right way on the right time. It was an extreme pleasure having you, both of you, on my first podcast. Pleasure talking to you, Tyler and Iris, and it's really amazing to hear your experiences as a student in Toronto, as a student of Urban International School, as my students. It is being an amazing experience. Thank you very much. And thank you everybody for listening to us, and stay tuned for the next episode of Urban Lives, where we're gonna bring too much more fun, more other views from other students, from teachers, from everybody who are the part of this thriving Urban International School. Thank you very much.